What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Down to Biscayne. Yay. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck to say. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And pack with trust. It's power have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio every single weeknight on their Nothing But Net channel. That's at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel for all of our latest Heat, Dolphins, Hurricanes, MLS, all kinds of different programming. Of course, that is free, as is FiveReasonsSports.com, the latest articles from Marco Romo, Brady Hawk, Mateo Mayorga, and more. You can find them there on FiveReasonsSports.com without a paywall. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We keep telling you to go to this place for your CBD. It's Therapist Preferred. That's right, therapistpreferred.com. This is a CBD company founded in 2019 by a physical therapist to maximize performance and recovery for active people. 100% THC-free and third-party lab verified. So you don't have to worry about where it comes from or if you're going to fail a drug test. None of that. All the products made in the U.S. with cutting-edge technology from organically grown hemp. The most popular products, the green apple gummies, the strawberry lemonade gummies, my favorite, the CBD sports cream. Again, you can use this for recovery. You can use it for sleep. It's good for a lot of different things. But here's what you definitely need to use. The promo code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. You get 25% off your order plus free shipping on all orders. That's 5RSN for 25% off. The website is therapistpreferred.com. And now, today's episode. All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I can be followed at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. You can follow my co-host, Greg Sylvander, at Greg Sylvander on Twitter. I just came back about 2 hours ago. You always got to deal with that traffic coming back from Miami. From the Pat Riley press conference, which was kind of sprung on us last night. Didn't know for sure that this was going to happen. He typically does do a preseason presser of some kind. The last time we spoke to him was kind of after the season and then briefly after free agency. So it doesn't happen all that often, but Pat is in his element on these press conferences. He seems to enjoy them more than he used to when he was dealing with us on a daily basis. He actually says hello and acknowledges us all by name and says it's good to see us, which is not something that I typically encountered for several years. But he was in good spirits today. A little all over the place with something. Some of that was directed by some of the questions. Dave Hyde took him down sort of memory lane, asking him about his first ever NBA training camp. And of course, this is now, I think, 54 for Pat Riley, 54 seasons in the NBA, which is fairly incredible. And all of a sudden, Pat started talking about Corvettes and 8-track tapes. I enjoyed it, but he may have lost the average Heat listener, since most of our listeners are roughly a third the age of how long Pat Riley has actually been in the NBA. But Greg, we're going to go through five things here today that we picked up on. And you know, there's more. Okay. But these were the five things that kind of jumped out to me, and I ran them by you after I came back. And the first one was this: Pat Riley was in good spirits today. And I think there are a lot of reasons for that. He's doing what he loves. He's excited. Every new season is fresh. It has possibilities, but I think it's really for two reasons. One, I think he thinks he has a chance with this group, maybe not to win a championship, but to certainly be in the mix, which is what they always say they want to be. But second, he's going to be in the mix with the team he likes, like with personnel he likes, with an attitude he likes. He gushed today about PJ Tucker for longer than he gushed about anybody else. Yeah, positive on Tyler, positive on Bam. We'll get into all of this. Positive on Kyle Lowry. But PJ Tucker, Matt, three times as good as I thought he was. And then he went through, it sounded like Coach Pat, a clinic, okay? Like, he went through this laundry list of things that PJ Tucker does correctly defensively. And then, like, a treatise, like a thesis paper about PJ Tucker's screen setting on offense. And then the other thing that came out on this, and I'm going to let you tie these things together, you talked a lot, and I want to give you credit for this, that you thought that the reload or rebuild or whatever this is, okay, the Dolphins rebuild, the Heat reload, was going to be based in some ways on what happened after the 2005 season, 2004-2005. No, you know, that team got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Of course, we know Dwayne doesn't get hurt. Maybe they reach the finals. Maybe they win a championship. This team went to the finals 2 years earlier, so there are some differences. But your thing was, and we talked about this, reshaping around the two best players around the team. And he spoke to that about how he brought this up without prompting, okay? It reminded him of the 2005 offseason around Shaq and Dwayne, but when they needed to get some more, what do you use? Medieval types.
Like, yeah, medieval type mentalities.
Right, like we're in Pulp Fiction, right? Like for that whole line.
I loved it.
But that it's his kind of team. Like I feel like, and we'll get into the Spoelstra elements of this too, because he has to sign off on this stuff, obviously. And so he did. But like the types that they've added, like this is in some ways, and we've talked about the late 90s in this context. And I asked him to compare Tim and Kyle and Tim Hardaway and Kyle Lowry, and his eyes kind of lit up because it did bring back some memories for him. But also that 2005 offseason, remember, they brought in some guys with attitude. Antoine Walker, Jason Williams, Gary Payton, okay?
James Posey.
And that's kind of what they did. And so it does seem like above everything else, talent, fit, this was about attitude. And Riley, I think, has a team that is in his image more than the team from the past couple of years.
Yeah, that was so evident. And it's fun to see him try to correlate previous builds the same way we did throughout the offseason as you're thinking back, because the circumstances are different. But you're right. Like, they shaped the roster around Shaq and Dwayne, and this was around Jimmy and Bam. And I like that they recognized that Jimmy was this particular personality, and they have put guys, and this is a Pat Riley quote, who have shields and swords and axes and stuff around Jimmy Butler, because that's the type of dude Jimmy Butler is. And so I just thought that it was absolutely, when I saw the quotes from you and just everything that he pointed to, was that this is it's a Pat Riley team. And I think that in this particular Eastern Conference, there's room for kind of the bully team that kind of drags the game into the mud, but also has some high skill. So I think that, like, there's a lane for them to be in the Eastern Conference, and Pat Riley loves to be in this lane. So it's teed up perfectly. And you can see he leaned into that with his comments today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, you can go back to the Knicks teams that he coached or anything else along those lines. But this is a team in his image. And we always talk, he's more, and Levitard's always said this, he's more Schenectady Pat than he is Showtime Pat. And I feel like, you know, a lot of today, he wanted to get some things out. Okay, now he started off with, I have something I could comment on, but I won't, which of course we know is about the investigation into what's going on here, you know, with Kyle Lowry and Lonzo Ball with Chicago. And this has been taking forever. And Pat, we were instructed before the press conference, you can ask about anything. Do not ask about that. Pat's not going to talk about it. The very first thing he does is kind of subtly allude to it, which is a very Riley-like thing. He can't really help himself, but he didn't get himself in trouble with it. But he also kind of wanted to give voice to, I think, his frustration with the way the game has changed. And I know that will panic some Heat fans, because that's when we start to get, well, the game has passed Pat by type stuff. But Pat was kind of, he didn't seem so thrilled with a 35-foot threes or with teams not playing big. You know, he kind of threw out there that you can play bigger, okay? And I'm sure it's funny. I was driving into the arena today, and there were only like five of us in the actual press room, but then others came in on Zoom once they sort of fixed the problem. When I was driving by, who do I see in the back running by the bay, you know, with his headphones on, is Spoelstra. And I was just, it was 15 minutes before the Riley presser, and I'm thinking, he's not even going to watch this thing, is he? But I'm sure it'll get back to him. And there were some subtle messages, you know, in there about playing bigs together and all that. Like, Pat yearns for an older day, but at the same time, I do think he's done enough with this roster to make it, you know, a Spoelstra roster in the sense of they have some flexibility.
It's the best blend of the two. Can we agree on that?
I think so. I think it actually goes a little bit more towards the Riley way than the Spo way. But I think that Spo is the guy who's going to be pushing the buttons on a nightly basis. So he'll That's have true. More control about tilting it maybe a little bit more his direction. But anyway, I thought that was the big thing I got. I've covered a lot of these over the years. Pat did seem very upbeat today. He doesn't seem like he's going anywhere anytime soon, which is another thing to take out of. I always ask him that question, and I decided not to today because I think he's used to me asking that question. It's like I'm trying to kick him out the door. But, you know, you kind of want him to sort of repeat what his intentions are. Nobody really put him on
the spot. He's never going to give it away.
He's never going to give it away. All right, number two here. We were going to do something else for number two, but I want to pivot to this, which was going to be our number three, because I think it plays into the whole Spoelstra-Riley thing, which is Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson is the most Spoelstra player on the roster. Do we agree on that? Maybe not from a personality standpoint.
Oh, no, but from a style of play perspective and what they're doing in today's modern NBA, absolutely.
Right.
Can you imagine Pat Riley paying $90 million for a Duncan Robinson in 96, 97? You know, Vashawn Leonard made like 1.4.
Right. If he was just find a shooter. He even said that. He said, if I could just get, I would go get a big every year and then just find some shooters to put around him. Like that, this is inverted to the way that Riley would typically do it. Okay, we know that Duncan is a Spoelstra favorite. We talked about that before free agency, that Eric wanted him back. I did know that there was some reluctance, you know, during parts of the process from Riley on this. And that came across in his answer to me, which was odd, because I simply asked him, I said, you know, now you rewarded him with a big contract, where are you expecting his game to go? I wasn't trying to embarrass Duncan, but I asked Duncan at media day, I said, do you want to close this year? He says, of course I want to close. I mean, he wasn't demanding it, but he wants to close. We all know that the closing decision, especially with the love for PJ Tucker here, the closing decision, at least until Oladipo is back, is going to come down to Hero versus Robinson, right? And Pat's first answer was, I said, well, if he wants to close it, he says, well, he could do it on a bad team. Which was just, and then he says, I say that in jest, but you know, with every joke, there's a little bit of truth.
That's how we're going to absorb that, Pat.
Right. So it doesn't seem like he's sold on Duncan Robinson closing. And he also talked about, then he sort of pivoted to, well, you need guys who have no conscience and they can shoot from that far. Again, he's doing this all like between gritted teeth, I think, because it's not the style of play. This idea of, you know, Dame Lillard pulling up from 35 feet, Steph Curry from 40 is not a Pat thing. And so what I take out of it is this, and I don't want to read too much into it, but he gushed about Max Strus. Okay. He kind of gushed about Tyler in a way that was very different from the postseason presser, where I felt like he was trying to pump his value. Today, it seemed like more real. I mean, and he actually spoke directly to Tyler about the IG stuff and about, you know, he's like, if I could give advice to young players, don't put yourself out there necessarily, you know, and we know that Tyler made a fairly innocuous comment to our friend, Jeremy Taché, and that got aggregated in a way that was pretty horrible. It wasn't Jeremy's fault. Jeremy feels badly about it, where Tyler basically said he wanted to be in this, considered in the same class as guys like Luka, et cetera. And Pat was kind of pumping the brakes on that. But otherwise, Pat was very, very positive about Tyler in a way I didn't feel about Duncan. And it just makes me wonder, and it's the first thing you texted me, like, we've always said, like, if they're going to go get another piece, Tyler is the core guy they would move. But Duncan has the bigger contract, which makes Duncan easier to move in a deal like that. And it red flagged for both of us, right? Like, maybe Duncan is the core piece that's traded for the next guy if they make that kind of move.
Yeah, I mean, you're right in that you prefaced all this by saying, like, let's not read too much into it, because truthfully, the way that this roster is built, Duncan Robinson's skill set is it's mandatory. So like, they can't, if there's anywhere that they can't afford to short themselves, it's shooting. And so let's just see that play out. But to that point, where his contract is from a dollars per year perspective, he's like the piece that can go, if you need to go get another $20, $25 million piece to really inject this team. Like, let's say something, you get off to a bad start and you struggle, it's going to be him and other players around him that make up a package. So you're right. Like, the more that he pumped up Tyler, and it seemed like he did it in a way where he had vested interest in what Tyler's been doing. It was really, I thought, transparent in what he said about Tyler, but ultimately they look like, it would be Duncan if they had to go one way or the other. But again, like, I don't know that we should look too much into it.
Well, and the closing situation too, where, I mean,
that was
pretty huge. Much he gave PJ Tucker a closing spot. I felt like that came out of it. And yeah, that must
it was be Tyler worse. Or Duncan.
It's Tyler or Duncan, right? And he even said it, he framed it the same way we've kind of framed it, that ultimately until Oladipo comes back, it's Tyler or Duncan, you know, and that, and so, but he also said Tyler is a multifaceted offensive player. We've talked about that three-level score.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Which leads you to believe it's gonna, I mean, he made it sound like Tyler is gonna close, like, I think we've kind of assumed that, but you know, that's kind of the situation. So you know, I was a little bit surprised he was that direct about it.
Agreed.
But
like, spoke with finality almost.
Right. Exactly. All right, when we come back, we're gonna get to three more here on the podcast here on Five on the Floor. But we're going to tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. is your company going back to trade shows? Do you want to tell the boss about a great place to do this, to get your booth built? And you can get it rendered for free if you mention Five Reasons. It's everythingtradeshows.com, 954-791-8882, 954-791-8882. everythingtradeshows.com. It's a one-stop shop. They do the logistics, the booth, the graphics, the furniture, the flooring, even some tips to get you noticed. They'll teach you the difference between renting and buying. They're based right here off of Las Olas in Fort Lauderdale, but they can service all 50 states. So schedule a free consultation. They do a beautiful job. We're going to start posting up some of the stuff on Before Floor, Floor is Yours, some of the shows that we do on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. It's everythingtradeshows.com. Again, the phone number, reach out to Chris and everybody else over there, 954-791-8882. All right, let's get to number three here. And there wasn't as much talk about him today as maybe I expected, although there was almost no talk about Oladipo. None of us asked the question, which, looking back at it, I think was a misfire on the part of us in the room. But Bam was asked about it. I think Anthony Chang started the conversation there from the Herald. And Pat was very matter-of-fact about this stuff. He said, you're going to see a scorer this year. I mean, essentially, if you just break it all down. And he said something which was a follow on the presser at the end of the season that we talked about, where he kind of gave it a little bit to Spo in terms of the way that Bam was used. And he kind of made it sound with his comments today like that has been resolved to his satisfaction, because he said Bam was free to be a scorer now. So whether that's the addition of Kyle Lowry, which came after that press conference, or whether it's the tweaking of the offense, that Bam is not going to be expected to do some of the things he did as much. He'll still do some of it, but as much. The dribble handoff stuff, the initiating and all of that sort of stuff, that he's going to be freed. But Pat's throwing him on him, okay? Like with Jimmy, he talked about, we're not going to talk about Jimmy here a lot because I think we've taken Jimmy for granted some in these preseason pods that we've done. But Pat basically said Jimmy was embarrassed by what happened last year. And I feel there's a feeling Jimmy's going to come back fine, okay? But with Bam, they clearly want a mindset change. But he wanted, I think, Spoelstra and the personnel to help make it easier for Bam to make that change. And it sounds like that's what he feels is happening.
Yeah, no, you summed it up perfectly. Like, that's the personnel change to maximize a guy that they see that he has to be the best player. Like, there's no doubt about that, that's the guy who has to take this team. And if they're really going to ascend, it's going to be because Bam Adebayo reaches the next level. And for Pat Riley to come out and say on the eve of the season, essentially, you might see a flat out score. Like, a flat out score to me is, like, he's essentially saying, like, this is going to be a go-to guy for us offensively. And I like that. I like that there's an expectation of that, because it reinforces what we've all wanted to see Bam do. And when you hear Riley shout it from the rooftops, it's just that much better in terms of reinforcing it. But when he said, like, he's gotten extraordinarily better than last year, not just a little bit, like, that kind of stuff, fans are going to internalize that, and they're going to pump up Bam. And I just like the fact that they're not shying away from how great he can be. We've talked about them in the way that they marketed him, maybe for Defensive Player of the Year or for All-Star. Well, there's no doubt about it that I think that the guy that will be marketed most this season is Bam Adebayo on the team. And, like, you know, they're doing that from the jump.
Well, and like we said, we've had a complaint about kind of the way they've marketed him, you know, and I think it led to him kind of being outside of the Defensive Player of the Year conversation until it was too late last year. But really, we've addressed a lot of this in the idea that, you know, this team, you know, we talk about the Heat, you know, Bam having no ceiling. The closer Bam gets to the sky at this point, that raises the Heat ceiling in a way that really nobody else can. And look, Pat talked about Bam and Hero as being the two guys with upside. Again, none of this is inconsistent with what we've discussed, but to hear Pat say it, again, gives you an idea of kind of what their expectations are internally, and the fact that they're going to hold Bam accountable to it this year. And you know, the contract holds him accountable to a certain degree. He's finally officially a max player, but also I think his teammates are going to hold him accountable. The coaches are going to hold him accountable. They're not going to put up with what we saw in that last game against Boston very often, like that last preseason game. Like, he has to be more assertive consistently, because they're, I think what they've done with both Bam and Hero is they've removed the excuses. Okay. Yeah. With Hero
and Duncan too, he's accountable now too, to your point.
Exactly. Like with Hero, like nobody in front of him, like a Kendrick Nunn that he's got to deal with, or Dragic or whatever. Like the bench is his. Okay. There's no, they're not putting too much on his plate. He can do it, but he's still going to close games. Okay. He knows what his role is. In Bam's case, you know, they're removing the restrictions. Well, not so much restrictions, but the feeling that he has to do so many other things. So they're trying to make things easier on him. And I think, you know, this is where we're going to see this elevation from Bam this season, or at least they hope that they do. All right, number four is kind of interesting because I was not anticipating him bringing this up so much because this was very un-Riley. Like, we did a podcast on it, but he had even more specifics than we did. He hates their schedule, okay? He just hates it. It's obvious. I mean, he's going through – he had it chronicled in his head, how many road games they have at the start of the season. Also, you know, we talked more about the types of teams they play, the playoff teams, but he was getting into it just being very unfavorable early. And he kind of said, I hope we can get to this. I hope. And he talked about, you know, having to be in the right condition, having to have the efficiency. They're concerned about the start. I've gotten that sense from talking to people inside. Like, they don't want they feel like they're going to be there at the end, but not if it unravels early. And so we've kind of calibrated the expectations like, okay, can you get out of the first 10 at 5-5, 6-4? I feel like they have an understanding. And he talked about, we started 7-14 last year. Okay. The big three teams started 9-8. The 2005-2006 team that, you know, Stan ended up walking away from, whatever you want to call that, that team started, they were 20-19, I think, when, or something along those lines. I think he has legitimate concerns about the start of the season, right? That felt like that to me.
Yeah. And also, like, Riley has always been about, and the Heat's philosophy, has been about 20 games into the season or so, we're going to start evaluating things, right? Mm-hmm. But 13 of the first 20, as he referenced in the press conference, like, you're right. Like, he's honed in on on what's going on with the schedule. 13 of the first 20 are on the road. That's tough. You get 7 games at home to start, and you got a brand new team. So, like, there are elements against them early. And I think it's just, this is going to be one of the moments throughout the year. We talk about them having everybody healthy to end the season and how important that is. And it absolutely will be. It's important for everyone to stay healthy to start the season as they get through this first 20 games. Cause the only way that I see them really getting through that successfully to the point where they don't start to tread water is if you have a full complement of guys, for the most part, especially the big three, like to get through that 13 on the road. I don't know. I can't remember the last time they played that many on the road to start a season.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. I mean, typically that road stretch comes around circus time. Like, it's usually January where they go on that long run. But this time, but again, it's not, he didn't mention the opponents because I don't think he wants to acknowledge that necessarily publicly. To me, it's more about the opponents than the home road split. They don't have a lot of soft games in those first 10 to 12. They just don't. And, you know, people forget too that, you know, everybody attributes like the big three, like turning things around in 2010, you know, after that meeting and Bumpgate and all of that stuff, you know, that happened in Dallas and the meeting and all the rest of it. But it really was this. Their schedule softened, okay? They won 21 out of 22, and I think they only faced like 6 playoff teams during that entire run, okay? They beat up a bunch of garbage until they got their feet set, essentially, during that period of time. Something similar could happen this year. I could see a 9-8 start. I could see some questions about fit, and then I could see them kind of rolling after that. But I just thought that was an interesting comment from Riley because he doesn't tend to focus on the negative as much as he did there, or kind of, not that he was giving them a built-in excuse, but to a certain degree, he was kind of giving them a little bit of a built-in excuse. And he was saying they were going to have to be in the right condition for it. All right, we're going to get to number 5 here, which raised some eyebrows on Twitter. Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. And that's our friend, Mark Brown. You got to go to markbrownpa.com, markbrownpa.com. The phone number is 954-566-5678. Really easy to remember. 954-566-5678. Mark, like so many of our sponsors, big Miami sports fan. More importantly, though, he's got a great title company right there in-house. I've used them twice already, and they've done a great job. Trust me. The deal that I just had to get done, the other side was a complete, can I say this? A complete disaster, okay? But Mark's team took care of everything for me, and I got it done the way I needed it to get done. So reach out to markbrownpa.com if you're dealing with titles in real estate or closings and all the rest of it, or if you need to get your estate planning done. And that's important for everybody. Even if you're young and single, you want to make sure you know who's making decisions for you. If you're incapacitated, this kind of stuff happens. Life happens fast. If you're young with a family, you need to meet with them so you can set up your plans for your kids if anything unfortunate happens. And if you're older and you don't have family, you still should have a stay in where you say in where your estate goes. So reach out to Mark Brown. That's markbrownpa.com, 954-566-5678. markbrownpa.com, 954-566-5678. All right, number five. I mean, this was kind of asked off the jump by Ira. I know this question has been on Heat fans' minds, which is the whole idea of the tax. And this came up because, you know, the Heat are deciding to play, you know, one man short, essentially, beyond the roster spots that they're not really going to be using. Most likely Haslam, Oladipo for a while, Akpala. They're going to have to give maybe some run to the two ways just to sort of get through things because they're a man down. And we've seen the Lakers seem to be signing someone different pretty much every day. I mean, Avery Bradley just signed there. I mean, how many roster spots do they have? And so Heat fans kind of get this attitude. Well, the Lakers are spending to win a championship. Why aren't the Heat? Now, Riley has always kind of danced around this topic because he doesn't want to upset ownership. It's come up at times over the years. He's kind of said today something similar to what he has said before, which is that if there's a reason, if we can contend, if there's a reason to spend, Mickey will spend, okay? I know they want to stay out of the repeater tax, and that's understandable, but he made it pretty clear. If something is available that's attractive and they feel they can contend, they'll make a move. Were you satisfied with the answer? As I feel like some Heat fans are not, I mean, they want to, are we contending or aren't we contending? And again, I can you just explain what sort of the ramifications of them going into the tax now, which I know that Andy maybe can work some magic and work them out of because it doesn't apply until the end of the season. But what is your view on it?
Yeah, it's interesting that he took the question head on and kind of talked about that they're always looking at it because the last time that they paid the luxury tax was in 2020 when they did the sign and trade for Jimmy Butler and they were hard capped. They went into the tax to get him. If you pay the tax, I think it's 3 out of 4 seasons. And that can be within any 4 seasons. If you pay at 3 out of 4, you then get repeater tax, which the penalties become much harsher dollar for dollar over the luxury tax. Well, if they don't pay the tax this year, they'll be able to push out the chance that they would pay repeater tax all the way to 2025, essentially. So what that's going to do is as Jimmy, Kyle, and Bam's contracts continue to go up and you have to re-up, like let's say Tyler Hero, or you have to make another move, or you want to spend your mid-level exception, you're going to have to go into the tax. So I think he kind of alluded to the fact that that's inevitable as we go forward. And as long as they're a contender, they're going to be looking to build around that. But to me, like this season, unless they were like a clear one seed, or let's say a 2 seed that's right behind the 1 seed, and they look that good throughout the entire regular season, 60 wins, something like that, I don't see them going into the tax. And they would just, you know, kind of push it out for next year.
All right. So, I mean, I understand that. I think most Heat fans kind of grasp it. I think this only becomes an issue if the bench looks really thin at the beginning of the season. I think the Caleb Martin acquisition has lessened the noise on this because they got a player, you know, who you wouldn't necessarily get for a two-way. And as long as they can manage his time, he can probably be effective enough for them that they don't necessarily have to go out and get somebody else, you know? So but look, Pat understands it's on people's minds because if, you know, you're in or you're out, he said that, he used those words, you're in or you're out. He says that all the time. And I think at a certain point that case may be made to upper management. Okay. Are we in or are we out? Right.
Then they got to go in.
And you got to go
record as saying that.
I think that's the case this time. If you're as excited about this team as you are, I understand waiting. I get waiting. But if the right opportunity comes out there, they have to make the move. All right, so those are our quick takes from the Pat Riley Presser. I also check out our podcast with Nikias Duncan. We're going to be posting a podcast with Nate Duncan, unrelated, here over the next 24 hours as well. Check out our sponsors, of course, Everything Trade Shows, Therapist Preferred, and Mark Brown. Have a good night.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding
or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.